Hey everyone, Brian here again.
Hey everybody, my name is Joe.
Today is day two of Pride and Prejudice, the story of Elizabeth Bennet. Last time we saw how her family has five single daughters, including Elizabeth. Her sister Jane meets a good guy named Bingley, but when Bingley introduces Elizabeth to his friend Darcy, things don't go so well.
Exactly. Yeah, they went pretty terribly, actually. Elizabeth was not attracted to Darcy at all, but Darcy almost instantly fell in love with Elizabeth. And then he hid these feelings for a while. He kept them secret. Then he confessed his love, his undying love for Elizabeth. And then things did not exactly go as Darcy planned.
Yeah, he asked her to marry him, and she said that he's the last person on the earth that she would ever want to marry. She told him exactly how she feels, but I wonder if that will stop Darcy or not. There's only one way to find out, though, so let's jump right back into our story and read about day two of Pride and Prejudice.
Reading.
Pride and Prejudice. Elizabeth bids farewell to her friend and then leaves town to visit her aunt and uncle. Together, they travel north and pass through the town where Darcy lives. She finds his estate and, after ensuring that Darcy is away, goes to the mansion to look around. Surprisingly, Darcy arrives out of nowhere to greet Elizabeth and her relatives. He acts in a gentlemanly manner this time, which makes Elizabeth start to reconsider her thoughts about Darcy. As their relationship improves, word arrives that Elizabeth's youngest sister, Lydia, has secretly married a poor soldier named Wickham. The Bennet family is in crisis after hearing the news about Lydia. Only Elizabeth's mother pretends to be excited, while her husband and the sisters say Lydia brings shame to the family. However, the couple soon returns and gets married officially. Afterward, Elizabeth finds a letter written by her aunt that reveals the inside story. Darcy paid for the wedding himself, as he wants to help the Bennet family maintain its reputation. Elizabeth is astonished and feels that she was truly wrong about Darcy.
The story goes on to say here in day two that Elizabeth bids farewell to her friend and then leaves town to visit her aunt and uncle. We often use this phrase, bid farewell. You could say farewell as well, but bid farewell is kind of a fancier way of saying that. Isn't that right, Brian?
Yeah, usually when we say bid, it's like at an auction and you want to buy something. But here we can bid farewell, and it's just kind of a different way to say goodbye. It's easy to remember if you break down farewell, which is spelled F-A-R-E-W-E-L-L. Farewell. How we fare is a way to say how we are doing. So if you want someone to fare well, you want them to do well wherever they go. So what happens next in the story, though, Joe?
The article goes on to say, together they travel north and pass through the town where Darcy lives. She finds his estate and, after ensuring that Darcy is away, goes to the mansion to look around. So she's going to go check things out, it looks like, a little bit secretly. She doesn't want him to be there. She's hoping that he's gone. She goes to this mansion, and a mansion is just a very, very large home. Rich and famous people will live, usually, in a mansion. They won't live in a tiny apartment or a little house. They'll live in a huge mansion on an estate, which is that word we learned yesterday, a very large property.
Yeah, Elizabeth is being a little bit sneaky here, and because Darcy has a mansion, it means that she can probably walk around without being noticed by anyone, if it really is a mansion. The story continues. Surprisingly, Darcy arrives out of nowhere to greet Elizabeth and her relatives. So again, Elizabeth finds herself surprised by Darcy. The story continues. He acts in a gentlemanly manner this time, which makes Elizabeth start to reconsider her thoughts about Darcy. Joe, I wonder why Darcy decides to start acting like a gentleman now.
I guess he's changing his strategy. The old plan, didn't seem to work at all. She rejected him entirely. Now he's going to act in a gentlemanly manner, or he's going to act like a gentleman. If you act like a gentleman, it just means you are very polite, very proper. And this was very important in the time that we are dealing with, these Victorian times. Being polite was everything, talking in the proper manner, addressing people politely, saying sir and madam and please, all these polite words that we have was of the utmost importance. So he has decided to act in this way now, whereas before he was kind of overconfident and arrogant, and Elizabeth did not like that at all.
No, that was not so common back then. Most people would have been following all the rules and manners that they were expected to. But now he figures he might as well be gentlemanly, and it seems to be working because Elizabeth is starting to wonder if she was wrong about Mr. Darcy. Who knows, maybe he's not so bad after all. The story says, as their relationship improves, word arrives that Elizabeth's youngest sister, Lydia, has secretly married a poor soldier named Wickham. So here's another twist in the story. Elizabeth's sister is doing just what their mom wanted by getting married, yet perhaps Wickham isn't the guy they would have picked for Lydia to marry, especially not in secret.
That's right. The last thing they probably would have wanted is for their daughter to marry someone who doesn't make a lot of money. Back then, of course, women did not often work, or they didn't really work at all. They were expected to be in the home, caring for the house, raising children, if there were children, and just basically being at home all the time.
Yeah.
So the man had to earn all the money. If the man didn't earn a lot of money, it meant their future would probably not be so good. So they would not have wanted her to marry a poor soldier, and especially not do it in secret. Well, let's find out what's going to happen next. The article says, the Bennet family is in crisis after hearing the news about Lydia. Only Elizabeth's mother pretends to be excited, while her husband and the sisters say Lydia brings shame to the family. If you are pretending to do something, it just means you are not actually having those feelings or thoughts, but you say that you do. So she's pretending to be excited. It means she's not really excited at all. She might be feeling the opposite way. She might be thinking, why did she go do this and marry a poor soldier? I'm not excited at all. I wish she didn't do that. But on the outside, she's saying, yay, my daughter's getting married. It's the best thing ever. Meanwhile, people are saying Lydia brings shame to the family. Shame is a feeling of intense regret for something that someone or yourself has done. They're saying that she should not have done this. This was an action that should not have been taken, and that people will think poorly of the family now because of the person Lydia has chosen to marry.
Yeah, that's exactly why Elizabeth's mom, Mrs. Bennet, is pretending to be excited, because she hopes maybe other people won't think that Lydia's marriage is so bad. She'll try to make it seem like it's just okay. Wickham obviously is not the person that they wanted her to marry. So the story says, however, the couple soon returns and gets married officially. That's at least a little bit of good news for the Bennet family. The story continues. Afterward, Elizabeth finds a letter written by her aunt that reveals the inside story. Darcy paid for the wedding himself as he wants to help the Bennett family maintain its reputation. So, they went and got married in secret, but Darcy wanted to make sure they had a big, normal, official kind of wedding, so he went ahead and paid for the whole thing himself. I guess this Darcy isn't a bad guy after all. He paid for the whole wedding, just as we said. But Elizabeth found out the inside story. So sometimes we use this phrase, the inside story, to say that there is something else that is going on. Maybe a reporter, a journalist is trying to find out something that's going on inside the government, and someone tells them some secret information. In this case, Elizabeth wasn't really supposed to read the letter. Darcy, however, did this because he wants to save the Bennett family's reputation. What exactly is the reputation, though, Joe?
Your reputation is how others see you, or their opinion of you, what they think about you. We can either say that somebody has a good reputation. People think highly of them. They might say, yeah, Brian has a good reputation. He's a hard worker. He has a strong work ethic. People like him. He's funny. That would mean he has a good reputation. Or people can say they have a bad reputation. No, he's not a good guy. He doesn't treat people well. He borrows money and he doesn't pay it back. So you can either say good reputation or bad reputation. It's just the way other people around you see you and the things they might say about you. So you would always want to have a good reputation rather than a bad reputation, of course. And back then, as we've been talking about in Victorian times, your reputation was everything as well. People loved to gossip, especially about rich families, too. Mm-hmm. Rich families were always talking behind each other's backs, saying, oh, this is what this person's son or daughter did. They went and married somebody below their standing or did something they were not supposed to do. So reputations were made and broken very easily.
So I think it's a pretty big thing then for Darcy to go ahead and use his own money to save the Bennett family's reputation. It must mean that he likes Elizabeth a lot. The story says, Elizabeth is astonished and feels that she was truly wrong about Darcy. You might be able to guess from the story, but if you feel astonished, it means that you feel very surprised. Elizabeth really can't believe that Darcy would do something like that for her family, but he did.
Yeah, and this was something that was extremely out of character for him. It didn't seem like something he would normally do. Before, he was acting in a very arrogant way, but now he's doing something that is very selfless. He's showing concern for their family and acting as though he wants to save their reputation. He wants to help them out. He's almost acting as if he is a member of their family as well, which mm-hmm. is something he would like to see happen through a marriage to Elizabeth. So this strategy, this plan of his, seems to be working. Elizabeth has changed her mind about Darcy in day two of our story. It's been a very miraculous turnaround for Darcy. He's been able to do it through this cunning and very clever plan of his. Well, forming opinions about people is also the theme of today's For You Chat question. So let's go to that segment right now. For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is, have you ever had the wrong opinion of someone? If so, who were they?
Well, I think this is something that happens to everyone from time to time. People learn visually, and when we see people, we're often quick to form judgments about them, perhaps just based on their appearance, without ever really knowing who they are or what they're all about. And I think this was especially common, like, back in my high school days, mm-hmm. for example. You would see somebody, the hotshot athlete on campus. You would see them and think, oh, they're arrogant, they're overconfident, mm-hmm. I don't like that person. And then you might go and actually spend 5 minutes talking to them, and you'd realize, well, hey, they're actually really down to earth, really nice, thoughtful, and friendly. So things like that have happened to me throughout my life. So that's why I always try to not judge a book by its cover. That's a very common phrase we have in English, which just means don't judge somebody based on their outward appearance. You should get to know them, and then, of course, you can make an informed opinion of them. What about you, Brian? Have you ever had the wrong opinion of someone?
Yeah, one of my coworkers, I had an interview for the job, and I met him as part of the interview, and when I did, he acted very strangely to me. Because he lives kind of near my home, and someone pointed that out, and he was kind of very rude and short about it, and I thought that was strange. So after I started working there, I thought, well, I'm just going to avoid that guy, because I remember him from the interview, and he wasn't very nice, didn't really want to talk, and gave kind of a strange answer. So I didn't really talk to him for a while, but I found out that actually I was totally wrong. There was a very good reason for the, you know, the way that he acted, and in the end it was actually kind of funny. Now it's something that we joke about when we think about the way he acted when I first met him.
Well, this is something that's very easy to do. Of course, it's easy to form the wrong opinion or get the wrong impression of someone. So I would say just try to make sure you form opinions about people based on spending some time with them, actually talking to them, having a conversation, and getting to know them before you say this person is this way or this person is that way. That way you won't form the wrong opinion of someone too often.
Yeah, I think that's something that Darcy in our story doesn't really get. You know, sometimes we say that first impressions count. First impressions are everything. So that when you meet someone for the first time, we could say that is the first impression that you have of them. And it doesn't seem like Darcy really cares about first impressions. Otherwise, he would have been very nice to Elizabeth and the people around him when he first met her.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's edition of English for You and our discussion of Pride and Prejudice. But join us tomorrow for the conclusion of the story. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Brian.
Goodbye.
Sentence for You.
My friend Jason went to Sheer Chen's concert last December. He told me that in the middle of the concert, Sheer disappeared from the stage. Then suddenly she came out of nowhere and asked Jason to sing with her. Oh, what a dream come true. 我的朋友啊 Jason 跟我说他去年12月去看陈绮贞的演唱会。途中啊陈绮贞从舞台消失忽然出现在他旁边并邀请他合唱。哇真是美梦成真啊。Come out of nowhere 中文就可以解释为忽然冒出来不知从哪里跑出来哦，可以像是啊偶像忽然出现如梦似幻的这个惊喜哦，也可以是 a truck come out of nowhere 一台卡车忽然冲出来 Luckily we were not hit by it 哦，幸好没被撞到这样惊吓也可以用 come out of nowhere 这个说法相反的意料之中你可以说 par for the course par 是标准的意思哦例如 performing up to par 是说一般水平的表演而 par for the course 是意料之中不足为奇的意思啊而且通常啊带有点负面的意味哦例如啊 Sam went shopping yesterday Sam 昨天去逛街 He didn't see anything he liked but that is par for the course 他没看到他喜欢的东西但这是意料中的事啦 par for the course 讲的就是这种不符合理想但我早就知道了啦这样的感觉哦像前面的例句就是 Sam 我本人早就知道哎呀这里没什么好逛的啦 Alright, so that's all the time we have for today This is Sam, see you next time, bye bye
Pride and Prejudice Elizabeth bids farewell to her friend and then leaves town to visit her aunt and uncle Together They travel north and pass through the town where Darcy lives. She finds his estate and, after ensuring that Darcy is away, goes to the mansion to look around. Surprisingly, Darcy arrives out of nowhere to greet Elizabeth and her relatives. He acts in a gentlemanly manner this time, which makes Elizabeth start to reconsider her thoughts about Darcy. As their relationship improves, word arrives that Elizabeth's youngest sister, Lydia, has secretly married a poor soldier named Wickham. The Bennet family is in crisis after hearing the news about Lydia. Only Elizabeth's mother pretends to be excited, while her husband and the sisters say Lydia brings shame to the family. However, the couple soon returns and gets married officially. Afterward, Elizabeth finds a letter written by her aunt that reveals the inside story. Darcy paid for the wedding himself, as he wants to help the Bennet family maintain its reputation. Elizabeth is astonished and feels that she was truly wrong about Darcy.
Vocabulary Review.
Farewell. He said farewell to his family and began his adventure across the sea. Gentlemanly. The gentlemanly young man always holds doors open for women. Pretend. The children played a game where they pretended to be on another planet. Shame. He brought great shame to his family when he was caught stealing. Reputation. Mrs. Smith has a good reputation in this city because she is kind and helps people.